CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. An emotional day of testimony is expected at the federal criminal trial of President Biden's son, Hunter. It is over him buying a gun while allegedly in the throes of addiction. Our Scott McFarland's at the courthouse in Wilmington, Delaware.
Hunter Biden's ex-wife, Kathleen, could begin her testimony as early as today here at the federal courthouse in Wilmington, Delaware. Prosecutors have charged the president's son with knowingly possessing a gun while using or addicted to drugs and making false statements to get that gun. Biden has pleaded not guilty. His ex-wife expected to testify about the details of his addiction around the time the gun was bought.
While heat is the big story in the South and West, rain is coming down in buckets in the Oklahoma City, Oklahoma area. Authorities are rescuing stranded drivers. KWTV's Cameron Joyner is there.
Fire Station 8 was the first call as a flash flood hit parts of the metro.
When rain comes in, our water comes up really quick, but it also drains really quick, too. So you can get caught very quickly in fast rising waters.
That's exactly what happened to several metro drivers, resulting in rescues executed by specially trained firefighters.
We actually studied the movement of water. It's called hydrology.
Lieutenant Steven Sturgeon is one of those firefighters.
We're able to read the water, and then we're able to go safely and navigate to the victim, wherever they may be.
All should be back to normal in Atlanta come morning after 5 days of residents having to boil water due to pipe breaks underground.
Colonel Matthew McCulley says they're bringing a wastewater engineer and planning engineer to the city to help assist after days of water problems.
Our team of technical advisors, you know, will obviously work with the mayor's team, really as they look forward in assessing the system and really what's the way ahead.
Austin Eller for CBS News Atlanta.
AT&T says it's resolved an issue preventing customers from completing calls placed to non-AT&T customers across the country. It was an issue for most of the afternoon, says CBS News tech contributor Ian Scher.
Moments like these raise very serious questions about how much we should rely on these networks and what we can do to mitigate any possible troubles that will inevitably come around.
It got weird at a Nebraska funeral home when a woman brought to them was actually breathing and alive. Ben Hoken with the Lancaster County Sheriff's Office says they are investigating.
This is a very unusual case. I've been doing this 31 years, and nothing like this has ever gotten to this point.
The 74-year-old is a hospice patient, and it was her nursing home that declared her dead 2 hours earlier. It's not clear how often incidents like this happen, but at least two similar ones have been reported at funeral homes in New York and in Iowa in the past 18 months. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Progressive asks, what do a middle school slumber party?
Let's stay up all night.
Yeah!
A sleep-deprived girl. An early morning paper route. And a poorly thrown rolled up newspaper have in common?
Hey, my window!
They can become a fast breaking news story.
Sorry, Mr. Thompson!
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round the clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Research finds that the U.S. has the highest maternal mortality rate than any other high-income nation, and women of color are more at risk.
In 2022, there were about 22 maternal deaths for every 100,000 live births in the U.S., which is more than double the rate seen in most high-income countries. At the American Academy of Family Physicians, Dr. Tochi Oruko-Malise says the maternal mortality rate for black women is three times higher than
that of white patients or Hispanic patients.
Some health professionals point to the closure of hospitals in some areas as part of the problem. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Baseball star Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter has pleaded guilty to bank and tax fraud in a gambling case. Prosecutors say he exploited the Japanese English language barrier to isolate Ohtani and profit from his proximity to the two-way player's power. He admitted to stealing nearly $17 million from Ohtani's Arizona bank account. Matt Piper, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and storms will roll in during the overnight. Lower 60s by sunrise and a south breeze. Wednesday, showers and storms the first half of the day. Skies turning sunny with afternoon highs topping out in the upper 70s. West winds of 5 to 10. Currently 71 degrees.
Come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made?
Sky for you and I. Radio Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
My baby. So is Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe, has all the statewide agricultural news starting at 5 a.m. weekdays with updates throughout the day. Until then, we keep going with more Timeless Hits next on WRJN.
Welcome to Personal Touch by Julie, your trusted local experts in floral artistry and handcrafted arrangements for over 47 years. Enjoy the convenience of local area delivery, bringing beauty right to your doorstep, just in time for Mother's Day, prom, or graduation. But it's not just about the flowers. It's an experience that boasts unparalleled floral design stemmed from family traditions. Visit Personal Touch by Julie today at 5445 Spring Street in Mount Pleasant, where every petal tells the story of love and celebration.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We are experiencing a stretch of severe weather in Wisconsin. 22 tornadoes were reported over four different days. This includes the strongest one that ripped through Evansville area, marking the first time that a tornado ever touched down during the month of February in Wisconsin. Now, we typically average 23 tornadoes during an entire year and recorded 21 in 2023. But we've already surpassed last year. And what's considered to be the most severe weather months of June and July are still ahead of us. One more thing, forecasters are predicting a shift to a La Nina climate pattern in July, meaning our severe weather season could be longer and more damaging than ever. Information you need to be sure you and your family are always weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
WRJN.
You really should accept this time he's gone for good. He'll never come back now, even though he said he would. So darling, dry your eyes. So many other guys would give the world, I'm sure, to wear the shoes he wore. Oh, come on.
Smile a little smile for me, Rosemary. Where's the use in crying?
guess you're lonely now. Love's coming to an end, but darling, only now are you free to start again. Lift up your pretty chin, don't let those tears begin. You're a big girl now, and you'll pull through somehow. Oh, come on,
smile a little smile for me, Rosemary. Where's the use in crying? In a little while you'll see, Rosemary. You must keep on trying.
Sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Vollman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Back, don't look back, girl, I know. 28th I am. Second verse, same as the first. I'm Henry the 8th I am. Henry the 8th I am, I am. I got married to the widow next door. She's been married 7 times before. And everyone was an Henry.
Henry.
She wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam.
No, Sam.
I'm her 8th old man, I'm Henry. Henry the 8th I am.
But you're late. I'll wait around and then.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Oh, I've seen the way men look at you when they think I don't see. And it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really
news and timeless hits. It's what made WRJN indispensable to Racine for over 97 years. Well, we're still here with both, and our commitment to local news and lots of fun with timeless hits continues on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and on the historic AM band at 1400. More timeless hits coming right up.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Family.
Oh yeah.
How cozy little.
There'll be days.